Bavakama, Perik Dalad, Mishnah Dalad, 4-4, and now the Mishnah discusses the payments that are made for Nezakin if one of the parties lacks Da'as, meaning one of the parties involved is a Cheresh, or a Shota, or a Katan. The Cheresh is the deaf-mute, born that way, and therefore no information comes in or out, and we assume they have no Da'as, no ability to understand the consequences of their actions. The Shota is the someone who lacks mental capacity. He does things that are dangerous to him or damages his own property and so on. Therefore, we see it as, and again, doesn't understand the consequences of his actions. And finally, the Katan is a child, either a boy or girl under bar or bat mitzvah, respectively. So then again, we say they haven't fully developed to the point they understand the consequences fully, and therefore they are not responsible legally for a variety of things, including responsibility, financial responsibility, in the case of their property causes damage. In the case of the children, it would be something like along the lines, these children, let's say, are orphans, so they inherited this cow from their father, and now the cow is causing damage, do they have to pay? So the answer is going to be, no, they don't, and the reason is because the bedrock of all these Mishnayos, of the whole Masechta, of the whole Seder, is a person has to take responsibility, and since they're not expected to take responsibility, they can't take responsibility. If the question is, were they irresponsible? And if the answer would be yes, then they would have to make restitution, make payments, but we're not saying they're irresponsible because they don't bear responsibility, and therefore they won't have to make a payment. So that's what it says here. It says, Shor shel pikeach, shnagach shor shel cheresh shota v'katan. If a person who's a pikeach, a regular healthy person of sound mind, and his ox gores the ox of a cheresh shota or a katan, then chayev, he has to make restitution because he's responsible to make sure his animal doesn't cause damage. And if the victim is someone who lacks da, so what? He has to pay. On the flip side, v'shel cheresh shota v'katan, if the animal belonged to the cheresh or a shota or a katan, and that's shenagach shot shel pikeach, it causes damage to a person, a regular person, a healthy person, then pater, they're exempt from making payments because, as we'll learn elsewhere, it says pigiyasan ra, fighting with them, getting into conflict with them is bad news because you have to pay them if you're well, but they don't have to pay you because they lack das. Now, Shor shel cheresh shota v'katan shenagach, if you have a cow that belongs to a cheresh shota or a katan and it is causing trouble. Shenagach here is like a loose-ish term. It doesn't mean that it's really a mu'ud, it just means that it's causing trouble, it's goring, and therefore, since these people can't be brought to Bezdin, they haven't got a das, you can't put them on notice, you can't make their animal into a mu'ud, so therefore, Bezdin ma'midin lahen apitropos. So now the Bezdin will appoint an apitropos, some kind of guardian, a trustee, to look over and make sure this animal doesn't cause damage for the sake of the public good. Now, if we're talking about these people, cheresh shota v'katan, it's very likely the Bezdin already appointed an apitropos for them because they need some kind of legal guardian. But that kind of legal guardian is there only for the benefit of the, let's say, the child, the orphan. And they wouldn't, therefore, it's in no one's interest. They're not standing around to and be brought to Bezdin to watch after the animals. They're not charged with that, because that wouldn't be in the children's interest. It's in the children's interest to not be responsible no matter what happens. They can keep their animal and not have to pay any damages. But once we see that the animal's causing trouble, we appoint us another, either an additional person or just to give them another task, the existing apitropos, who bears that responsibility to be like an address of redress in the event that the animal's causing trouble. At that point, they could umeidin lahen bifnei apitropos. If there are subsequent gorings, so then the victims can take the apitropos to Bezdin and in front of him put him on notice that this cow is causing damage, and after three times it could become a mu'ud. Now, in that event, the payments will go up from chati nezik to nezik shalom. Up until now there wasn't payments at all, right? But once you have a mu'ud, so then there's going to be payments which the children are responsible for. There's a machlokas if what happens is that the apitropos just takes money out of the children's funds, or if he pays out of his own pocket and gets reimbursed by them. For sure the point is that he's not really bearing direct financial responsibility, because if he would, then he wouldn't agree to be apitropos in the first place, and that's not what we want. We want someone who's taking responsibility to keep the streets safe, and therefore we're not making him take on more than just being, you know, doing his best and being an address for complaints, etc. Now, says the Mishnah further, Nis pakeach acharesh, if the deaf mute becomes, you know, recovers, they can hear and speak. nishtaf, should this hear or speak, nishtapa hashota, or if the shota gets of sound mind, recovers, or vihigdala katan, the child becomes a bar bas mitzvah. So now, chazla tamuso divrib meir. Meir holds that the cow now reverts to being a tam all over again, meaning even if it had been established as a muad through the apitropos, now it becomes a tam again. The reason why is because Reb Meir holds that once you have a shinui rishus, once the ownership of the cow changes, the owner has become a new owner, so then like the cow's nature and its mazel changes, and therefore the cow gets a sort of reset and it becomes a tam all over again. Rabbi Yossi Omer, harehu bechezkaso. Rabbi Yossi says, no, the cow stays the muad like before. So the pashas here is the machlokas is when the cow changes ownership, does it get reset its status or not? The halacha would be like Rabbi Yossi. However, the Rambam, who paskins this, and the Shulchan Aruch brings it, understands that actually Rabbi Yossi would agree that when it comes to a full sale, that the cow does get a reset. But in the case of the owner of the cow becoming of sound mind and getting das back, that doesn't count as a true rishus change, a new change of ownership, and therefore Rabbi Yossi would agree that it stays as a muad. Okay, the last part of the Mishnah is like really like a new topic altogether. We're turning our attention to a separate din, which is that when an animal kills another human being, so it is subject to a penalty of skila. It's actually executed. It could be a cow, but it could be a dog or a chicken. Doesn't make a difference. The point is, if an animal kills a human being and it intends to do so, so it's treated in some way like a human murderer and it's actually executed. So the Mishnah here says, shor ha itztadin. If you have a bull which was like trained to perform in a stadium, meaning like, you know, a bullfighting bull. So then if it actually kills a person, einu chayv misa, such a bull will not be subject to the skila, the death penalty, because shenamar, as the pasuk says, ki yigach, should a cow, ki yigach shor es ish, if should a cow kill a person, gore a person. But in this case, it's the cow did do the killing, of course, but the drush is, that's it, ki yigach is like a, should it kill, as opposed to below shiagichuhu, people didn't cause it to kill, meaning if you train the cow to be a killer, it's not certainly the cow's fault anymore that it's attacking people, because you trained it to do so, and therefore the cow doesn't bear that responsibility. So even if the cow, let's say, intentionally attacks somebody and kills them, still it won't be subject to the penalty of skila, because it's, so to speak, not the cow's fault. The drasha of the pasuk is, it was trained to be a killer, and therefore the cow isn't subject to that death penalty.